and the cars that it sells. The company, which has sites at Worley and Dunton near Brentwood, wants to shed hundreds of jobs across Europe through voluntary redundancies. It also wants to revamp the cars it makes with more 4x4s, hybrids and electric vehicles in their range. And I don't know if you've seen their adverts lately on the television. They're very, very different, and I think it probably reflects this route that they're taking. But is it the right route? Tim Barnes-Clay is a motoring journalist from the website carwriteups.co.uk. Tim, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Dave. Good to speak with you.
Now, Ford's European division returned to profit for the first time in 4 years in 2015. Were you surprised to hear that they're shedding jobs?
Well, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, because when you hear that a company is doing well, you assume that everybody is going to do well within that company. But again, it's a little bit of spin here, because actually, if you look at the fact that Ford employs 14,000 workers in the UK, we're only really looking at a couple of hundred people going. And when you consider that old models such as the Ford Car, or Ford KA as some people call it, is being pensioned off in favour of a new one at some point soon, then it's not really that surprising that the old way is going and a new way is coming along. It just happens that 200 people might well want to say, yes, I'd like to take voluntary redundancy, and that's actually what's happening.
Well, so you don't think it's a big deal?
I really don't, no. I think that Ford is a very progressive company. I think that they've unleashed some amazing cars recently. I get to go on a lot of the media launches before the public in the UK gets to see or drive the cars. And last year I was on the Mustang launch, which we all know it's a muscle car, and it's quite amazing to know that it's coming back. And also, as you mentioned earlier, SUVs and the way that Ford, along with every other company, it seems these days, is looking at hybrid technology. It's really a case of out the old, in with the new, and a couple of hundred jobs going is really a consequence of that.
Now, the industry is very, very competitive. It's probably more competitive than ever these days. And I had my last car for about 13 years, and I forced myself to get a new one recently. And I looked around, and there are so many options. There's the Kia, there's the Dacia, there's all sorts of new companies that are coming in and doing apparently some good stuff. So Ford have got to get their act together, haven't they?
Well, I think Ford, to be fair, have got their act together, and this is what they're doing. They're looking ahead, and they're seeing the way people are post-recession. I think during the recession, many of us lost jobs. I know that many of us had to downsize, whether it be a house, car, or whatever. Now there's a little bit more money floating about, which does seem a little strange that we're talking about jobs going and yet we have more money around. But you see, people want slightly, not flashier cars, but they're after cars that are a little bit more personable. So things like a Mustang, the Ford Edge SUV, the RS, which is coming out. So performance, SUV, luxury, they're the three segments that Ford is looking at, because they're the three segments that, according to Ford, people are interested in. So the KA or the car, that's not really in vogue at the moment. So that's having to be pensioned off, as I say.
Right.
Ford is having to look now to the future, and this is the consequence. 200 jobs are going.
Well, what about electric or hybrid vehicles? You know, because that's for a lot of people the way forward, isn't it? Are Fords really going into that big time?
They are going into it. I wouldn't say big time, but there's a huge amount of work going on behind the scenes, as with every automaker. But I think that we're not quite ready for it yet in the UK. Huge strides are being made with Nissan and Renault, and we've got Mitsubishi with the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. All sorts of cars, yes, we see on the road now that use this technology, but there is still that range anxiety issue that people have. There isn't quite the confidence in the all-electric vehicle yet. I think until more areas have sockets available that you can plug cars into, basically, then I think the public will be ready. But at the moment, no, Ford says that performance vehicles and luxury vehicles and SUVs are the three areas they're looking at, and that's what the public wants.
Well, are they producing good cars?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, I mean, Ford really are. If you look back to sort of the days of the 70s, certainly I grew up in the 70s, and every dad seemed to own a Cortina, Ghia model or whatever, or Granada, and that was seen as you'd really made it if you got a company car like that. Now it's almost getting that way again. You've got the Ford Mondeo Vignale, which is the luxury end of the Mondeo. In fact, it's a brand in its own right. So Ford is getting better. It's really sort of almost gaining more and more popularity. It's no longer just sort of the rather dull Mondeo man image. It's a car company that people, I think, really aspire to these days. There are probably more Mondeos around than BMWs, but Mondeos drive just as well as the BMW 3 Series these days, so it comes down to bad snobbery a lot of the time.
Excellent, and of course that's why their advertising campaign is as it is at the moment, the new ads.
Absolutely, I think that, again, we all know that advertising, we all know that even just talking right now on the radio, it all helps to spread the word, and of course Ford wants its image to not be seen as a sort of a dull Mondeo man image. It wants to be seen as progressive. It is progressive. And some hugely exciting products are coming out of that company at the moment. I can't think of anything much more exciting than having a 5-litre V8 Mustang in your garage, although it has to be said, it's not exactly green.
Tim, thank you very much indeed. Yeah, 5-litre. Tim Barnes-Clay there, motoring journalist from the website carwriteups.co.uk. Oh dear, we can't talk about cars again. We were talking about cars the other day and casting our minds back. No, can't do that. You can have too much of cars, can't you? Interesting, though. So, you know, he doesn't think it's that important, just one of those things. I wonder if we are going to be affected here in Essex. Voluntary redundancy, we're hearing. Well, we will keep an eye on this story because it affects you, it affects Essex, so we look at it.